is December 4th, 2020. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom, the evening news program many of you have come to know and trust since 2003. John 9:4 states, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Emergency broadcast alert. Emergency broadcast alert. Tell your friends to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. The eagle is badly wounded. Treacherous arrows are flying inside our fortress everywhere. December 2nd, President Donald J. Trump, in an official White House statement, said, "This may be the most important speech I've ever made." We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks, and months. And that's how bad, and later, bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time. Especially when you have to prove almost nothing to... I wrote this in a hurry, and I cannot read that word. You have to prove almost nothing in order to use our greatest privilege, the right to vote. And the president proclaimed that the American election system, quote, now under coordinated assault and siege. And he said that was the case now. And he noted that both he and Joe Biden were warned against declaring premature victory and that it would take a significant amount of time to verify the results. Lou Caverly and I, Elizabeth Caverly, are very grateful to be coming to you on the venues that we have, and that's WWCR on Thursday evenings, 4.840 megahertz on shortwave at 8 o'clock Eastern Time Thursdays. We're happy to be on KStarTalkRadio.com Saturdays at 5 p.m., repeating on Sundays, 10 a.m., that's KStarTalkRadio.com, and on Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, on Mondays at 5 p.m., repeating at 11 p.m. And so Lou and I have been appalled at the scramble of so-called longtime patriot voices to join the Global Reset Gang. We thought it was only one journalist, maybe from the globalist publication like Time Magazine, who would say things like David French said in his Time November 30th, December 7th issue piece entitled, How to End Trump's Conspiracies. But you see, we're going to have to get into some more people, these quislings. With one exception, we think good old faithful Sean Hannity so far is still on the side of wanting the lawful American elections to continue. Now, David French's little view, it was in The View, was how to end Trump's conspiracies. And French commented, weeks after the votes were counted and winner named, two realities are clear. First, Donald Trump is growing increasingly unhinged in his quest to retain his grip on power. Second, only conservative media can prevent vast segments of the GOP base from descending further into the president's miasma of conspiracy theories. And despite the hundreds of voices, of Americans swearing out affidavits, even at the risk of perjury charges, that they witnessed ongoing election 2020 lawlessness and illegality. Suddenly we have these politicians and conservative talk show hosts poo-pooing any allegations of election criminality. Former special prosecutor Ken Starr, speaking with Fox's Mark Levin, said that Rudy Giuliani said there was no fraud. Well, Lou, you and I heard the press conference with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, didn't we?
We sure did.
And what he said concerning the election fraud was this statement: it was not a crime, it was a sin.
Yes, Elizabeth, we're going to hear your opening monologue that tells the truth about these traitors in satire shortly after. We'll be bringing you our extremely important emergency broadcast information from the words of General Michael Flynn and General Thomas McInerney. But first, in this growing darkness, we ask you all to join us in prayer.
And before you make the prayer, we have to emphasize how very serious this sellout is. It breaks our hearts to see that right before we come to the air here, we looked at Wednesday, December 2nd's paper, and the AP headline was, Barr says, no widespread voter fraud as Trump keeps up 2020 fight. And we had heard President Trump giving an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Fox's Business Network on Sunday. I believe, what date was that, Lou? Was that December?
November 29th, probably.
Yes, I think it was November 29th. And on there, she asked him what role the DOJ and the FBI were playing in looking into these allegations of all these hundreds of affidavits from people talking about the things that they saw that were lawless. And he said, they're missing in action. So now, to corroborate that somebody has jumped ship, Barr says no widespread voter fraud as Trump keeps up 2020 fight. This is Wednesday, December 2nd, the AP. U.S. Attorney General William Barr told the AP on Tuesday, December 1st, that he has not seen widespread voter fraud that would change the results of the 2020 election between President Donald Trump and projected President-elect Joe Biden. Quote, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election, Barr told the AP in an interview. That contradicts repeated assertions by Trump of voter fraud and the counting of illegal votes in key states that went for Biden in the 2020 race. Trump has refused to concede and continues to mount state and federal challenges to the results in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. He won those states in 2016. The U.S. Supreme Court could be asked to consider election challenges in Pennsylvania and other states. Conservative attorney Sidney Powell is also pursuing federal lawsuits in Michigan and Georgia, alleging election software and computer systems were used to shift vote total to Biden. Skeptics contend those suits are based on conspiracy theories. This is Elizabeth speaking now about that statement. That statement itself is a lie and part of the true conspiracy to take down America, to shoot the eagle in the heart. And tonight, you see, we're going to be bringing you more. Last time we had quite a program, and I wish to bring a letter from a listener. I was going to read it to you. Apparently, I don't have the letter, but the listener thanked us for bringing the truth and said what a lot of work it must have been for us to get all the facts and the data there. A lot of it had to do with the Dominion system. And everything that happened from its inception there being used in Venezuela, all these things that are going on, you see, at the highest levels. So tonight, we bring you this bombshell from men who loved America, men of the highest valor and security clearance, and that will be General Michael Flynn and General McInerney. And so, Lou, you are going to set the stage for us because we can do nothing without Almighty God. But we need God to help us because some of these men are like Gideon and David, and they're men who are standing for the right, and they need to have God's angels, those warrior angels, with them. Working with them. One of our listeners wrote to General Flynn and had such a nice response back. This is a military person who wrote to General Flynn, and I believe there was some scripture quoted, so we know that he is a Christian man. Lou, I think you're ready now to lead us.
Let's all pray together. Almighty God, we pray for our nation at this time when evil forces are trying to advance their evil agenda by fraud and dishonesty. We ask you to intervene to defeat this evil and to expose the evildoers who have tried to defeat the will of the American people. We ask that the courts will be responsive to the suits that are properly being brought before them. We also ask that you will make it unmistakably clear to everyone that the election was stolen so that the biased media cannot conceal the truth from the American people. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
And Lou, you and I have talked. We hope that there will be a will to do what is necessary at the highest levels. And
yes,
we're not sure what that may entail. But let's go first into the world of satire, but there's a lot of truth in it. Winter Fun in the Swamp, and I wrote this on November 24th. Just at the same time, Governor Cuomo has received his paradoxical Emmy Award for his, quote, towering achievements during COVID, another contest is going on, a competition over at the America First Network. There's a race to see who will finish first. Snowbee's chipping away, creating the 2020 MAGA ice sculpture, or the group building the new Benedict Arnold ice creation. Heroic volunteer lawyers seeking to unearth election 2020 fraud, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and Jenna Ellis held a press conference on the Ice Festival Network. Other networks, now frozen and useless in the grip of the deep state swamp monster, withheld that conference. But the ice is thin in the Republic these days, as was seen shortly after the press conference. The network's new star candidate for Ice King, ageless prep boy prodigy, competed with the shock news of Cuomo's bizarre award. This premier newscaster lambasted lawyer Sidney Powell for not coming on his program. He demanded she share evidence if there was to be any credibility at all to the team's claims, it having already delineated possession of hundreds of witness affidavits, particularly also the 2020 election fraud role of CIA, Deep State Dominion's electronic voting antics, votes counted in Germany and Spain, according to Giuliani. The former New York City mayor commented, "This was not a crime, it was a sin." Soon, at the America First Network, more ice contest participants began to emerge, some stalwartly supporting the Trump team's valiant efforts to get to the truth through lawsuits to come, including weekend hosts, one a constitutional expert, one a judge, and one tracking revolutions. And I would have to interject there that when I wrote this, we had watched Levin, Mark Levin, and he was valiantly trying to get to the bottom of the fraud. And since then, he has interviewed Ken Starr, that special prosecutor of long ago, about whom there were mixed reviews. And, of course, Ken Starr made the statement that Giuliani had said there was no fraud. What? That's not what we heard. We heard him say that this was not a crime, it was a sin. So we're seeing the shifting sands. I'm interjecting. Back to my essay soon. After the amazing Cuomo's new enemy, Emmy. Oh, I had a little Freudian slip, didn't I, Lou?
Yes, you did.
With a sudden, shocking emergence. After decades of patriot trust, America First Network's new Ice Queen appeared. You see, we had the Ice King, the prodigy from the prep school world. Now, the blonde veteran commentator's wooden face and glib laughter welcomed the senior editor of The Federalist. That editor set up the propaganda to discredit Trump's team of lawyers. "You can't have lawyers out there throwing out conspiracy theories," he said. Ice Queen responded snidely about legal challenges being discredited and further went on to say that top lawyers would not participate with ones who had a long-standing connection with Trump. Such a slam and slur at brave, good Sidney Powell. This exemplary woman has never flagged in defending the equally good and brave General Michael Flynn. Powell's expertise and integrity are beyond question, and so is Rudy Giuliani's immense service to New York City, turning it from a hellhole to become virtually crime-free, even as the country has to watch New York City presently destroy itself. Oh, yes, the Ice Festival competition goes on, one side chipping secretly after hours off the Mega Man statue and surreptitiously adding to the emerging new gruesome Benedict Arnold Cancel America persona, ugliest snowman gargoyle you ever saw. But on that same Ice Queen program, suddenly the B. Arnold fervor slackened and stalled. For you see, Ice Queen turned to the next segment to interview Laura Trump and quickly extolled the benefits an ex-President Trump could give all America. several times, she urged Laura vehemently to have Trump go hold rallies in Georgia for the Senate race. Laura Trump held her ground with quiet dignity. She told Ice Queen the present issue of greatest concern was to legally investigate the election voter fraud. She said she expected President Trump to have a second term. Bravo! Whatever the election outcome that God deigns, we can know one thing is true. As every last MSM venue joins the nefarious ICE project, we still have one, God's sovereign plan that always in the end destroys great evil and judges the men and women who created it. Two, 77 million Americans who are furious at the election shenanigans that Giuliani called a sin, not a crime. And three, the outrage of the indie internet websites, some small like ours, some much larger. The hearts of patriots and their voices will not be stilled. And again, tonight, this is an emergency broadcast, and we ask all of you to pray about telling others so our program can grow and reach more people. Tell them to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com, and they can listen to the archives. The last two times, including Thanksgiving evening, November 26th, had bombshell information about the Dominion electronic system. You thought Diebold was bad back in the Bush years. There is so much that many people just don't know, and they aren't going to be told by the MSM. So now we come to naturalnews.com, Mike Adams's website, transcript of bombshell interview, General Michael Flynn, General Thomas McInerney, with Brannon Howes, identity of Kraken revealed. We have not known exactly how to say this word. Kraken, Kraken, and Lou looked it up. This was a sea monster, wasn't it, Lou?
Yes, that's right.
So something has been loosed, and we think this is a good thing that has been loosed. Natural News, Brannon Howes of Worldview Report broadcast an interview yesterday. So this was November 29th being reported, so the interview must have been November 28th, featuring General Michael Flynn with his first public comments since he was pardoned by President Trump. Same interview also features General Thomas McInerney, an expert in cyber warfare, as well as Mary Fanning from the AmericanReport.org and author of the book The Hammer is the Key to the Coup, The Political Crime of the Century, How Obama, Brennan, Clapper, and the CIA Spied on President Trump, General Flynn, and Everyone Else. In this interview, you'll learn about the real identity of the Kraken, as well as confirmation that U.S. military personnel were killed during the firefight to seize the CIA's server farm in Frankfurt, which is the key to proving deliberate election rigging via remotely altered voting tabulations. First, here are some of the highlights from the McInerney segment that we thought were especially important. Hammer and various cyber weapons were previously used by the USA against other countries. Now the weapons are being deployed against us. Obama is behind everything. Creator of Hammer and Scorecard is Dennis Montgomery, former CIA and an analyst. Fox flipped against America. Deep state coup coordinators recruited the entire U.S. media and big tech to defeat the Republic and overthrow the U.S. Constitution. The December 14th deadline doesn't matter. President Trump should not leave office until all the facts surrounding election theft are analyzed, including vote count distributions, quote, caused by fraudulent electronic manipulation of targeted voting machines, end of quote. The fact that all five battleground states stopped counting at the same time, quote, demonstrates prior coordination by election officials in five battleground states, end of quote. Then they used Hammer and Scorecard plus Dominion to move Joe Biden into the lead. It is a, quote, mathematical impossibility, end of quote, the way the votes came in. An algorithm was used. And again, on our November 26th program, Lou, the mathematician, discussed this quite a bit, and the odds were absolutely nil, weren't they, Lou, that this could have been the way it was with all those votes for Biden, for example.
Yes, they were infinitesimal, the chances that that was just, you know, honest votes.
Now back to these bullet points. In PA, 1.8 million ballots mailed out to people. 2.5 million came back in. Someone had a printing press and was printing them out. The 305th Battalion Military Intelligence is Kraken. China, Iran, Russia were all involved in manipulating votes. Confirmed that U.S. Special Forces Command seized servers from the CIA server farm in Frankfurt. Confirmed there were U.S. soldiers killed during the raid on the CIA server farm in Frankfurt. Chris Miller is Secretary of Defense because of the 305th Battalion. Consider why. Chris Krebs at CISA committed treason and is part of the coup. What went down during the election is treason at the highest level, not just politics. Trump can maintain control over the White House under oath until a full investigation is complete, and there are no artificial deadlines that can stop him. The president took an oath that obliges him to defend the country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is why he cannot turn over the White House to political puppets, Biden, controlled by America's enemies, China, Iran. The big evidence from the seized servers is going to come out at SCOTUS, not before. Once caught, mid-level treasonous actors will point fingers at Biden and Obama, saying they were ordered to carry out the treasonous acts. Georgia's runoff election is already stolen by the Democrats. Unless we stop the vote theft, it's just a digital theft for them. This means the Senate will be lost to the Democrats unless this vote fraud infrastructure is exposed and defeated. A lot of instability is coming if we allow the government to be seized by communists. All this goes to the very top, implicating Joe Biden, Adam Schiff, Barack Obama, and others. Trump knew all this was going to happen and had planned for it. Now, here's the full transcript. Brandon Howes, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, and his longtime friend, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, and National Intelligence Researcher and author Mary Fanning. Yes, General Flynn joins us tonight, his first interview since his pardon from President Trump. He speaks for 30 minutes directly to the American people on what he sees coming and what we need to do and what has happened. And then General McInerney comes in with breaking news about the Kraken, what it really is. You're going to be shocked. And then we hear the story from the lady that broke it all, Mary Fanning, with her co-author Alan Jones. They broke the story in December of 2015. It's all coming together. And we get this exclusive tonight right here at WVW Broadcast Network. And so we move on. A good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us. Very special Friday evening, November 27th. And so it moves on now to where Brandon House is connecting up with the guests. Let me have General McInerney. General McInerney, we have just been joined by a friend of yours. Would you like to introduce our friend to the broadcast audience tonight?
Yes, I would like, Brandon, to let everybody know that General Mike Flynn is going to join us tonight. In a few days, that he has been pardoned by President of the United States. It is a great honor for us to have him. He and I to speak along with Mary and Alan about the treason that is committed against this administration, this country, and this president. And General Flynn was a key part of what this threat that we are facing today did. It's an absolute great honor to have you with this, Mike, and we must let America know what's happening.
Absolutely. With that, General, I am just going to give you the floor. I know you're on a cell phone, but I'm just going to give you the floor and let you speak to the American people. Thank you for joining us tonight.
First of all, I want to say thanks, Tom, for getting a hold of me and asking me to come on tonight. And, Brandon, appreciate you connect me. I don't know what your audience is or who we're speaking to tonight, but I would tell you what's happening in this country should never happen. And we are going through. There's no doubt in my mind we're going through a crucible of history. If we don't correct what is happening, that's happening right now over the next couple of weeks, then I really hate to even think about what will happen to our country going forward into the latter part of December. And certainly into the next month. I do not believe for a second that the country will accept Vice President Biden as the next president, based on what we know to be probably the greatest fraud that our country has ever experienced in our history. What we're seeing, what I'm in right in the middle of right now. And I would tell you that, first of all, the president has clear paths to victory. They have clear paths to victory, and they actually don't require a lot of courtroom action. What they require is they require a lot of honesty out of elected officials. And frankly, a lot of Americans who are coming forward and telling us their stories. The hundreds and hundreds of Americans around the country in different states, not just the swing states, but many, many other states that are coming forward with their stories and putting them down on affidavits as witnesses. We had probably 10 or 12 affidavits come in from one particular state today. And because there's been a number of threats to these people, these particular patriots, they sent their photos in with their affidavits, and they said, quote, put mine up at the top of the list because I want people to know that I'm not going to be afraid of these people that are threatening our country and our way of life, unquote. I say all that and on one hand, and on the other hand, as I just described, we have clear paths to victory for this president. Frankly, he's going to win Pennsylvania. He's going to win Arizona. He's going to win Georgia. He's going to win Nevada. He's going to win Michigan. The other one that he's probably going to pull in is Wisconsin, too, because of this discrepancy in Wisconsin of 130,000 vigilant ballots that they just found, they just discovered. There's a lot of things happening, and it's all, to me, it's all positive. I was asked today on a scale of 1 to 10, who will be the next president, and I said, 10, it'll be Donald Trump. It'll be President Trump. There's no doubt in my mind that he won this election hands down in a landslide, probably somewhere between 350 and 400 electoral college votes. What we have seen is over, and I know this over the last probably two decades and probably longer. I can give you a little bit of a history lesson in that, but I won't. But over the last couple of decades, what we have seen is a complete shift in how fast I believe that communist China, in their long-term plan, decided that to move up their plans to become the global superpower, global superpower on the planet. Their sort of plan was by about the middle of the century that we're right now in, and I believe when during the last 2016 election, when they didn't get the candidate that they needed and the kind of ideology that they saw America moving towards, they were not going to allow 2020 to happen. And so now what we have is this theft with mail-in ballots, the theft with the software, Smartmatic software and Dominion, these Dominion systems. These are systems that are not owned by this country. They're owned by other. They were introduced into this country. How can we say, as the United States of America, how can we say that we accept a system that is not made in this country? And in many cases, the ballots are not even tallied in this country. How can we say that here in this country that we accept that? The one thing, and for you all, and for all your listeners, the one most precious thing that makes me the same as the wealthiest guy or gal on the planet, or the poorest person is in America, what makes us equal? What makes us equal is when we go to a voting booth and we close that curtain, and we go in there and we lean over to vote. My vote matters the same as the guy who's the richest guy in America. It matters the exact same. That's where we are equal. And that's why this has to be fair and free. And it was not. We probably, in fact, we know that we have evidence of previous elections where this happened as well. But we're now focused on this one. I'm going to tell you, we're not in this to lose. We are not in this to lose these battles. We're in this to win the battles, and I believe we're going to. I believe we're going to win. And I'm confident we are because we have the right people. We have the right plan and strategy. And it's a little bit of direct and a little bit of indirect that we're taking. And people are talking all the same to each other, all the time to each other. I'm anxious, and you probably hear it in my voice, that I'm a little anxious because I just cannot believe the media and the censorship that is going on. Just look at what they do to the President of the United States of America. Look what Twitter is doing to the President of the United States of America. It's infuriating to me. It's a bomb. It's an abomination of the First Amendment, our freedom of speech. Frankly, for the President of the United States of America, the only means that he really has to be able to communicate is when he walks outside or he goes in front of a group of people, or he walks outside and talks to the press, or he uses social media to communicate, because the media is not going to allow him to get his message out there. The major press, not press conferences, but the hearing that they had in Pennsylvania the other day, and if anybody had a chance to watch it, it was an extraordinary hearing with politicians from Pennsylvania senators on a panel. And the one senator that ran the panel for the state of Pennsylvania that listened to the hearing, listened to a bunch of witnesses, listened to Rudy, listened to Jenna Ellis, and others in that team. That individual that ran it was a retired military colonel, and he's now a state senator in Pennsylvania. And he gave, at the very end of it, he gave a really good short summary speech. And it was heartwarming because it was the sort of a mom and apple pie that, hey, we can't allow this to happen to our country. We can't portray ourselves to the world as a third world nation. It was a really, really good closing speech. And what did Twitter do? Twitter took him offline immediately. They completely removed his Twitter account so people couldn't follow this guy. It's just outrageous. It's outrageous. That's a social media company that is part of the public square. They are taking advantage of what they have been given, which is a real privilege, and they're abusing it. I could go on and on. I'm going to stop and just see if you have any questions or anything, or you want to jump in on anything I said. But I'm upset. I'm determined. I'm going to be resilient, and I believe that I reflect millions and millions of millions of people across this country who feel the exact same way that I do.
Absolutely. And this is Brandon Howes again in responding. You mentioned in your statement you put out the other day, thanking the President of the United States, you used the word coup. You mentioned we never again should allow this to happen to the American people. You used the word uprooted, undercut, usurped, or held hostage by a coup against our nation. Would you care to expand upon the word coup? Because I know General McInerney has used the word over and over, coup d'etat. I know you're not a man given to hyperbole, so I know that word did not make that into your statement you released for no reason. Would you care to expand upon the use of that word?
Sure. I mean, I think what we experienced over the last 4 years, and certainly very late 2016 and early 2017, in that period, was a very strong effort to unseat a duly elected president and really try to remove Donald Trump by just political pressure, by technology pressure, by financial pressure early on in his tenure. Maybe to get him to say, just to say, you know what, I don't need this, I'm not going to put up with it, and walk away. I think that there was some sentiment, I know there was some sentiment that maybe he'll just... He's a guy from New York, not a politician. He'll just say, you know what, I don't need this stuff. I got better things to do, and leave. Thank God that he didn't. And that then lasted when he did. That then continued. That effort continued to go after him in any way possible to remove him through some means, whether it was the fake Russiagate, Spygate, or whether it was the fake impeachment, or some of the other kind of stuff that we're seeing with this. This COVID situation that we're having to deal with now, that's the first phase, if you will. That's something that's been going on for years. Now we're moving into something different. Not different in terms of it. This is still a coup in progress. But now it's a little bit different, and it's actually, it's sort of, they upped their game when they lost in 2016. I think that there was a decision, and I believe this, but there was some type of decision to say, we're not going to allow this to happen again. All you got to do is go back and listen to some of the comments this past summer from some of the senior people that are part of this Democratic Party, right? I mean, Hillary Clinton, I think it was back in July, or certainly mid-summer time frame, where she said, no matter what, Joe Biden should not concede. What are we talking about there? I mean, why would she say that in the middle of the summer, 3, maybe 4 months before an election? One of the things that I do know from my experience in the military and in different places around the world is when your enemy tells you that they're going to do something, you better pay attention to what they said. And you better have some plans. And you better have some ideas about how to deal with that if, in fact, that does come to fruition. Well, in this case, we have opposing camps, and in our opposing camps of our political parties, and we know that the political party on the left is really way, way over on the left. I have a hard time calling it, or calling someone a Democrat or the Democratic Party. That's a name only, folks, because it's really the Democratic Socialist Party of America that has usurped to take over that element, and they are a very loud voice. So they sort of Katie bar the door, assault us, our country, and our way of life. And they're doing anything they can right now to try to pretend like, okay, nothing to see here, and Joe is going to be our next president. I'm just telling you, the level of fraudulent activity, definitely what I would describe as what we have seen and what has been reported to us, is certainly criminal behavior. But that remains to be seen because it's something that would have to be further investigated. But from the civil side of what I know, people are involved, there's definitely thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of ballots. What happened in a very strategic way is that the electronic vote did not achieve the result that they needed on the 3rd of November. To be able to get them over the top and get the votes that they needed, because essentially the systems were not set up in a way to get the vote count to where it needed to be, and at the same time kind of hiding how they were doing it, mixing numbers and such, and doing it in different ways in different states, what happened then, they realized, okay, we have to stop. We have to shut down. Unheard of. Unprecedented. And then Vice President Biden goes to bed, and they shut down. Five states that night shut down, stopped. How do we ever allow that to happen? Then, of course, over the next couple of days, from the 4th of November through the 7th of November, we start to see the mail-in ballots. The whole instance of mail-in ballot fraud. And there's a whole bunch of evidence and a whole bunch of people that have come forward. There's probably a couple of hundred. I'm lowballing it. Affidavits. People who have stood up and said, I'm sick of it. These are Democrats and Republicans. We just got another piece tonight in another part of the country from a Democrat, a woman who's just absolutely sick and tired of what she saw, and she just wasn't sure what to do. And she finally said, I've got to go forward. I've got to report this. I can't live with myself. This is what's happening with people who are feeling in their heart that sense of patriotism to still say, look, I don't want my country to turn into something else, because that's what these people want. They do not want our country to be the republic that it is. They want it to be something else and change it. As we heard our president say.
Oh, no. I have to interject here. This is Brandon Howes. Michael Flynn, it's one president says, Lou, as you're reading this, it's not our president. It's not President Trump. We know who it is. Flynn didn't say, but it's Obama.
Ah, okay. As we heard one president say, we want to fundamentally change America, and that's not what people want. People want to live the life that they have with the liberties and freedoms that we have under this great constitutional republic that we have. That's where we are.
And since we're interjecting here, Lou, yes. You're doing a great job. You're giving the spirit and the common folks a part of Michael Flynn. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the work that we've tried to do, struggling against all odds, with very little support through the years. A few very faithful people have stepped up in the last 2 to 3 years, or we wouldn't be on the air. And we would like to ask for help to be on the air in January. We will need to pay WWCR and Global Star Communications near the end of December, so any contributions will be greatly appreciated. You can send a little cash in an envelope. You can write checks, not to us. They have to be written to WWCR or Money Orders, and you can send it to Lou, capital L-O-U, Caverly, capital C-A-V as in victory, E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. Again, the P.O. Box is 28, and the zip code is 21609. The town is Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M. And now, to anyone who tuned in late, we are giving this bombshell emergency radio program alert. This is an interview that Brandon House had with General, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and General McInerney. And so Michael Flynn is telling us hear about all the fraud that went on, and let's go right back to his persona.
This is an ongoing effort. We've participated, or we've supported some of this stuff, where we certainly have watched it in third world nations. Now it's happening in our country. We cannot stand for it. And Brandon, did you want to say something?
You know, there we are. I see it. Yes, Brandon, it's a new way of warfare, is it not, General? Is that what you're saying? This is kind of the new way of warfare, and it is cyber warfare. Is that what you're saying?
It's cyber. It's a combination of things. It's certainly information. It's how you leverage information, how you leverage the whole thing about psychological operations. Is you have to make sure that you pick the target, and then repetition with the message over and over and over and over has to occur. The only way you can do that in a country our size with all of the ways that we communicate is you got to basically get the media on your side. That's taken some years, some number of years, but I can't stand here and tell you that that's not the case because it is. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the mainstream media, which is a pretty robust group of organizations, and that includes the tech companies, right? I say tech companies, the social media tech companies, everything from Facebook to Instagram, and of course Twitter, I mentioned. All of these things, they are trying to control a narrative and tell the American people what they should know instead of allowing the American people information and getting each of us, or letting each of us decide what's important or not.
So it's brainwashing. It's information warfare. It's brainwashing, a psychological operation. It's those things that you studied and others study when they go through SEER school, correct?
It's more than that, but yes, the type of warfare. In fact, if you study Chinese doctrine has six phases. The first five phases all have to do with information. The last part of it would be if those failed, if you needed an additional oomph, so to speak, you go to the gates, I say. That's when you may see something kinetic. We're in the spirit of information warfare that's unprecedented. What a company says, what you just said, Mr. President, is not totally the truth, or there's fraud involved here, or fraud hasn't been proven. How dare they do that to the President of the United States? Because he's not going to get a fair shot going out into the mainstream media. Look at the interview that he did yesterday where he had somebody talking to the President of the United States in his office there, and he had to counsel that person, don't talk to me like that. Don't talk to the President of the United States like that. It's like a bunch of school punks in a schoolyard. We can't have that in this country. Debate and sharp questions, but not totally disrespect. He represents our flag, our Constitution, our country. Everything that we're experiencing right now actually is more than just an assault on President Trump. This is an assault on the American Republic, on this great country that we have, and the people around the country. I know they're fed up with it, and they're not going to put up with it. What they're waiting to see is the outcome of their own elected officials in the states do their job. Just because CNN or Fox News or a governor or a secretary of state certifies an election, if the state legislature has not certified the election, then it's not certified in a particular state. If there's a legitimate legal challenge, then they can't sit there and certify it while there's a legal challenge ongoing. It's just not the way it works. The media is not going to cover any of that for you. The big media, they're just not going to cover it. And it's sad, because they're trying to shove it down our throat. And the American public, they see right through it.
And we're thankful you came to us, one of the alternative media sites. And these are all growing rapidly. And when they're all added together, you're reaching millions upon millions of people through the new media. I don't want to keep you, General, longer than you want to stay. You've been very generous. I would like to ask you just a couple more questions. We have people that I know are getting frustrated. They're pacing the floor. They're really, it's very upsetting to them to see what the media is saying and how it's discouraging people. But you're telling them to hang in there, that this is all going to work out. I don't know if you can speak to it or not, if you cannot just say so, but I know that Sidney Powell has been speaking about a lot of information that will be coming out. She wants to get it into court, not into the media to try it, but into the court. But can you or can you speak, not speak, to any of the hard evidence related to the server in Germany?
Yes, I don't want to speak to that right now. She's mentioned it, and she actually has some really good filings. They just filed another amendment, I believe, in Georgia. They filed in Georgia. They filed in Michigan today. And probably within the last hour or two, they just filed another amendment to those in Georgia and back again in Michigan. I think the next couple of priorities, you know, are looking at some of these other states where there are some big challenges. This is the time in our history where if we don't get this right, this country is done. It will be over as we know it. As I stand here talking to you, I'm standing here with my children, my grandchildren, and frankly, the beacon of hope that we are as a country. I would say I'll just wrap it up because I'm going to have to jump here. These are paths to victory, it's clear. Key states are Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, Wisconsin, Nevada. There are ways that the president can get to, and his team can get him to the margin that he needs to win, without Pennsylvania, but he's going to win Pennsylvania too. I'll leave you and I'll leave the audience with this. I'm really not frustrated, I'm determined, and I'm going to remain resilient to this assault that we have ongoing by elements in our country that are trying to tell us, don't look here, everything will be just fine. It won't be. We cannot have this. We cannot allow this. We are going to get this straight. We are going to straighten it out. It's going to be done properly. It's going to be done legally. It's going to be done correctly. It's going to be done with American patriots who love this country and who are fighting like warriors on a legal battleground for sure. With people like Sidney Powell, like Rudy Giuliani and his team, people like Lynn Wood, who's fighting tooth and nail. Most people don't even know his case that he's not that he's got going on in Georgia, just got picked up by the 11th Circuit down in Georgia, and that's a good sign.
And now we'll interject here for the sake of time. We will move right on as Brandon House thanks General Flynn for being on. And now Lieutenant General McInerney comes, and I believe Mary Fanning is there too. Well, General McInerney, would you like to comment on what your friend had to say? And thank you for helping set that up.
Well, it is absolutely vital because this was the first time that I believe that General Flynn has been able to speak publicly and in such environment. So I want to thank you for setting this up. And I know Mary talked to you, and it's very important what you were doing tonight, because it is a fast-moving train. And that's why I wanted you to do it, because we are seeing the most unprecedented situation in the history of America. This is the most dangerous situation since the Civil War of keeping this nation united. And why do I say that? The Civil War, it was just warfare. Cyber warfare is hidden. It's mystical. You don't see it coming. It happens. All of a sudden, 138,000 votes or 150,000 votes, all of a sudden they show up, and because we're looking at computers, we assume they're all legitimate. But in this particular case, they are not legitimate. And because of what Sidney Powell has been doing with General Flynn's lawyer and what she submitted in the states of Georgia and Michigan on a Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving, we got a document in that log in those lawsuits from a doctor. Navid Kashavevez Nia was a 59-year-old resident of California who spent 40 years almost in the D.C. metropolitan as a career intelligence community expert. Kurt Wiebe, who was a former NSA official, a good friend of ours, and working with Mary and I, and Dennis Montgomery, a former CIA analyst, who was really the creator, inventor of the hammer and scorecard capabilities, we broke it on Sunday and Monday before the election, saying that this was going to be an action that will happen. And what transpired did, in fact, transpire. Mary was very instrumental in informing me of this information. My background is a military analyst. And for 16 and a half years, I was on Fox News as a military analyst. I have been the number three man in the air staff in the Air Force, and so I had a great background. But what made this so easy for me, Brandon, is I run a cloud company, an edge cloud company. I am intimately familiar with this kind of technology and what it's doing, and lived by it in my military days. Everybody remembers when we attacked Tripoli in 1986. I was the commander, and they launched from my bases in England. Now, I got that information from the British and other sources, but my whole life has been based on this. And what I'm seeing now is those technologies now are used against the American people. They are trying to seize control of this nation through technology and through cyber warfare. They have enlisted to include Fox News, who flipped on us. They have enlisted the mainstream media. They are using and misusing the Constitution of the United States. They have put us in a position that our forefathers were not aware of. We have a time clock, and we have to go through the legal system. This was not designed to operate in the cyber world. And so we had many judges turning down and not recognizing what has happened. That is the challenge that we are facing, and what my point is that I wanted to get across tonight. It doesn't matter if we have locked and sealed this decision process by the 14th of December. The president should not leave office until it is adequately heard. We, the American people, will demand that these facts be analyzed and looked at. And I'm going to cover some of those facts that have made it so compelling to me that there is no question about it. Let's start with the vote count distribution in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia. Those are not based on normal system operation. They are caused by fraudulent electronic manipulation of the targeting vote machines. For instance, 2:30 a.m. on the 4th of November, TV broadcast reported that Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia have decided to cease vote counting. That should be cease vote counting operations and will continue the following day. This unanimous decision to initially and intentionally stop counting by all five battleground states is highly unusual. As a matter of fact, it is unprecedented, and it demonstrates prior coordination by election officials in battleground states. Those five states that General Flynn mentioned, and because of this big flashing light to anybody that understands the voting process, it immediately flags it. We start looking at each one of those states because they didn't stop counting. All of a sudden, in Michigan at 4 o'clock in the morning, 138,000 votes show up. All for, guess who? Biden. He was behind in all those states where they decided to cease voting, and that's where they employed cyber warfare, the hammer and the scorecard, the Dominion voting machines, and the software in them. That's where they put these applications on, like your iPhone, and they got a smooth voting.
And now, for the sake of time, the general goes on to talk about more anomalies, mathematic impossibilities that happened, and especially there in Pennsylvania, sending out those ballots and getting millions more back. But we must move down to where the general begins to tell us about General Flynn and the Kraken information. Where it says now, Sydney, I think it's down very near the bottom of the page before Brandon House comes back in.
Yes. Now, Sydney and the president, president's crew, I believe, General Flynn, got the Kraken organization, the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion working with them, because in all of this, we have not seen any footprints of the Department of Justice or the FBI, nor the CIA. On the friendly side.
Brown and Brandon House says, let me just stop you there, General, because you just said something very interesting. You just said who has just opened up the Kraken, and then you just described what the Kraken was. We all know this because of Sidney Powell using it, this term, but you just said what it is. Can you back up on that?
Yes. Sidney got the term Kraken. It was actually the nickname of the 305th Military Intelligence Battalion. And that has been her source, along with other sources that Mary and I know about, but we don't want to talk about. We're getting the different sources that are relaying this, but the important thing is they identified, now get this, they identified China, Iran, and Russia as being involved in this and manipulating the vote. In addition, the U.S. Special Forces Command seized a server farm in Frankfurt, Germany, because they were sending this data from those six states through the Internet to Spain, and then into Frankfurt, Germany. Special Operation Forces seized that facility, so they have those servers, and they know all this data they are providing.
Did that go down without incident? Did that seizure go down without incident?
Well, I've heard it didn't go down without incident, and I haven't been able to verify it. I want to be careful on that. It's just coming out, but I understand my initial report is that there were U.S. soldiers killed in that operation. Now, that was a CIA operation. And so that's the very worrisome thing. Did that occur because of what Mary and I and Alan were notifying on the Sunday and the Monday in different networks that this was going to happen, that they were using hammer and scorecard, and so they decided to bounce it overseas So the server farms and the hammer and scorecard we used in the continental United States couldn't be used? I don't know that. In any case, it makes it more vulnerable because when you start moving that kind of data overseas, other people look at it.
But you were saying it was a CIA facility, and that's where the server was taken from by the special forces. It was a CIA facility in Germany.
The 305th.
And I believe that General McInerney says that's correct, Frankfurt, Germany.
Yes, that's correct.
And now we're going to have to interrupt a little bit again, I think, very soon. But we have to point out here that I think the general went on to say the president could trust Chris Miller, who is now the acting Secretary of Defense and a former defense. And we're going to have to probably pick up on more information coming out of this on our next broadcast. But if you listeners heard, General McInerney said that China, Russia, Iran were involved. And later in the interview, Brandon House spoke with National Security Intelligence author, researcher Mary Fanning, who brought out the much deeper than just this election ramification with national security dangers from Russia, China, and Iran, and the overseas ties of the Bidens, Obamas, and Clintons. Fanning states, this came directly out of the Obama administration with John Brennan and James Clapper when they illegally commandeered the foreign surveillance tool known as the Hammer, a tool Brennan House says was designed by Genesis Montgomery in 2003 to keep America safe. It was commandeered about 2 weeks after Obama was sworn into office. And Brennan House reminded the interviewers about the DHS whistleblower Phil Haney exposing how Russia could bring in its Club K cargo missile launching system and put it down in all of the refiners up and down the East Coast through the oil terminals. And so you see there are all these connections with China, Iran, and Russia buying off our officials. And Brennan House stressed, so there's way more to this than just the election. Fanning had actually translated into English Russian manuals for Pearl Harbor 2.0 using just such a strategy. We must keep praying for endurance for President Trump and all of those brave lawyers, praying for these generals, praying for the Kraken, the 305 Battalion. There are still heroes in America. There are still men willing to stand and fight for their families. Good night.